The Mishnah in Yevamos has a machlokes between Beisila and Beishamai. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Uravu? What is the minimum amount of children to have? So Beisila says you need to have a boy and a girl. If you have a son and daughter, that's how you fulfill your minimum obligation of Pru Uravu. Beishamai disagrees and says, no, two boys. Let's look at the greatest, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he had. He had two sons, so that's the halacha. Yushami's version of Beis Hillel is that Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai. Two boys is good, but it's giving me a kula that even a boy and a girl. However, that's not the way the Bavli learns Beis Hillel, Dafka boy and a girl, that's the way we paskin. Two boys is a no-go, you have to have a boy and a girl. And based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mefarshim point out that there's a difference now between the mitzvah Pru Revu, Kodem Matan Torah versus Achar Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah, the mitzvah was, it was on the whole world. Everyone was chayev to populate the world. But Matan Torah, the mitzvah was given again. The mitzvah was given again to the Jews, and therefore is to teach Jewish values. So therefore, someone would say, therefore, if you just pashtus, you just have a you have a boy and a girl, you yotze. Others say no. The nature of the mitzvah changed, and therefore, if you don't bring up observing children, then perhaps you don't get the mitzvah of Pru Revu. So that's the discussion. So there's a Gemara in Brachas in the beginning of the first perek, a famous maaser from Navi between Chizkiyo HaMelech and Yeshaya HaNavi. So Chizkiyo HaMelech was sick. Yeshaya HaNavi came to do Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick. Usually visiting the sick, you try to cheer up the person and make them feel better. Now, in this case, Yeshaya HaNavi says, you know what? You're gonna die in this world, next world. Why? Because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Uravu. Why? Because you didn't get married, you didn't have any children. Yeah, but I have a good reason why I didn't. Why? Because I saw Baruch HaKodesh, I saw with divine inspiration that I was going to have a son, Menashe, who's going to be Ovei Avod Hazarah, so I wasn't going to get the mitzvah Pru Revu anyway, because the mitzvah Pru Revu is to impart Jewish values, so there was no point. So, what's pshat in this Gemara? Was Chizkiyo HaMelech right? Was Yeshaya? What was the Machokis here? What were they debating? And there were what was in the Kudas HaMachokas? So in the Ein Yaakov, it gives three different approaches to this Gemara. So one approach was that Yeshaya Navi saying Chizkiyo was wrong. And therefore, he thought that the mitzvah is to populate the world, even if your kid's going to do Agada Bada Zara, you're still going to get a mitzvah. So therefore, that's the mistake he made, that there's a mitzvah Pru Revu, and that's it, and let God take care of the rest. And the mistake was, you should just have kids not to impart Jewish values. Or do I say, no, really, Chizkiyo was right. It was to impart Jewish values. So where did he go wrong? So Mefarshim saying, no, he went wrong because he based it on Ruach HaKodesh. And we know well by Shemayim. That's a whole discussion, Ruach HaKodesh for a mitzvah. But perhaps to get the mitzias down, your ladder, it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh doing the mitzvah Pru Revu, it was Ruach HaKodesh, he knew that his son Menashe was going to be able to Zara. So some say, that's where it went wrong, that you don't have a right to rely on Ruach HaKodesh. Others say, in that case, you do. So according to A1 is, he was mistaken. The mitzvah is, you would have got Pru Revu even if your son was an Oved Avodah Zarah. Number two is, no, you were right. The only issue is, you're not allowed to use Ruach HaKodesh to paskin Shilas. And answer number three says, no, you were right also. The problem is, no, you are right that Pru Revu is to teach Jewish values. However, your Ruach HaKodesh was messed over. It's true, Menashe was Avodah Zarah, but you didn't see at the end he was going to do tshuva, and then you would have fulfilled your mitzvah. So according to A1, this Pru Ravu, by its having the child itself, you get your mitzvah. Obviously, mitzvah mina mufchar, to bring him up Jewish, bring him up traditional, observant. And answer number 2 and 3 is no, really, you shouldn't have kids. But either you can't base it on Ruach HaKodesh, or you can't, you got to make sure that the result, since you don't know what the results are, so therefore you have to have kids. So in fact, that's what the Rambam writes by Ben Azai. The Rambam says, Ben Azai didn't fulfill the mitzvah Pru'ruv. The Gemara talks about two views in terms of whether he didn't get married. One opinion is he got married for a day or two, then he got divorced. He says, it's not for me, marriage. So the Rambam says, what about the mitzvah of Pru'ruv? So he says, he loved Torah so much, Ben Azai, ain biyado avon. There was no sin for him in not fulfilling the mitzvah of Pru'ruv. So what does that mean, ain biyado avon? What do you mean? What's the pshat? So one pshat is because, as we'll see in this Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that there's a concept of, if the whole purpose of Pru'ruv is to transmit Jewish ideas, so number one is, that's the kind of, if you have a kid and don't do it, do you get the mitzvah? But secondly, if you take someone else's kids, a yasam, an orphan, or even talmidim, and you train them, so that's a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of Pru'ruv. So that's, maybe that's pshat in Ben Azai. In fact, that's a whole discussion. The Gemara in the end of Cheskes Habatim goes through, after Chorban Abayis, we should have meat, wine, water, etc. But they said it's a gzera, the Einatiba Yochulamo. That's why for the 9 days we don't have meat and wine, a whole discussion there. So one of the suggestions, don't get married, don't have kids, because they're going to be killed, they're going to be tortured, you're not going to be able to bring them up Jewish. So that's when it's a Gemara. He says, no, it's a gzera that the Tiba can't fulfill, that a person wants to get married. You can't tell people not to get married. So the shaila is, what do you mean? Tosis asked, how could you make a gzera not to get married? There's a mitzvah daraisa of Pru'ruv. So how could you be oker a davar min haTorah? So Tosis says, Echanami, of course you can't. But he's talking about now, that first you have to have a boy and a girl. Once you have a boy and a girl, then you don't have to have more kids. But they didn't have a right to be okara mitzvah with gamre, like the Taz, famous Taz and Bach regarding mitzvah mila day 8. That's why we don't take zera the rabba. That's why on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos you do, because it's only happening once in a while. But the Bach about that, we don't take no shofar at all because it's a musical instrument. So he seems to be working with that Taz and Bach tosis, and the Ramah seems to quote for the Mordechai not that way. That even not to get married at all is okay. I guess that's a major machlokas rishonim in terms of how far do you go. Are you, in other words, could you be even okay a mitzvah daraisa? Because that's what the Ramah quotes in the Mordechai. Even Mizman Hazeh, since that's the right thing, it's the right thing to do. If anytime it says gzeira she'ena tiba yochol lamo lehem, but if you feel you can do it, so therefore a person would have a right not to get married, like Ben Azai. And that's what the Rav said. That's why one who has names up an orphan, others, or you teach Talmidim, they have a partial kiyumimitzvah. So that's the major debate here, whether Bizman Azai, whether the mitzvah has changed. Do we say that what was the issue with Chizkiyo and Yeshaya? Was Chizkiyo wrong that even though his kid was avod, was to be an old day, but Azari is still a mitzvah? No. He shouldn't have passed based on Ruach HaKodesh, or he got the facts wrong. In fact, that could be as well. That's the famous Gemara in Yevamah talks of Machokas Reb Yochanan Reish Vakesh on whether a Gersh and his Skyer, he already has a boy and a girl, does he have to have more kids? So we pass in that no, even though it was yes, Gersh and his Skyer, Shekatash, you know what, dummy, but. So there's a further machlokas rishonim. Does that apply that his kids have to convert. So what's in the Kudus HaMachokis? As the nature of Puru Revu changed. Now that he's Jewish, if the mitzvah is just to populate the world, so then he's done it. But if the mitzvah is to impart Jewish values, so then his children would have to convert. Also, that's part of the Nakuda here, how you learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Brachas with Yishai and Chizkia HaMelech, and whether one can fulfill the mitzvah of Puru Revu, even if his kids go off the Derech or are Ovid Avodah Zarah.